Janae, who is our first candidate that we'll be hearing from this hour?
Our first candidate is Chandra Hopton.
Chandra Hopton, and let's see if I can figure out where she is in terms of our announce booths here. And I think I've got the right microphone ready to go. So, Chandra, if you'd like to do your opening statement, we'd love to have you do so right now.
Well, thanks, Jim. Can you hear me okay?
Hello? Yes, I can. Yes,
okay.
I can.
Hi. Hi, Jim. Hi, Janae. And hi, KPFA. I'm running as a member of the I-Team, a group of candidates who are promoting independence and integrity. And I want to thank everybody who supported me in my current term on the board and on my year as a member of the National Board as well. It's been challenging. I'll continue to seek common ground with all sides on the LSB and within KPFA, and I'll continue to support democratically elected listener and community reps on the Program Council, as well as reps of unpaid staff, paid staff and management. I want to also continue to support the inclusion of new and diverse and original voices on the air, young people, people of color, women, the disabled, labor, and people of all sexual persuasions. I would like to continue to advocate for equal access at KPFA in its programming and in KPFA-sponsored events for people with disabilities. KPFA is at a crossroads, folks. We're losing listeners, we're losing donors, and a lot of KPFA programming has become stale and unengaging. I know many people that have stopped listening. And that's why, if KPFA is to survive, I think we need new and more stimulating programming. I think we need a greater technological reach with new platforms of broadcasting, and we need less infighting and more collaboration within the KPFA community. We also need a permanent general manager who will respect and work within these democratic principles, who will recertify the unpaid staff organization, who will allow the local station board, as per the bylaws, to select community advisory board members, and who will support democratically elected local station board and a fair and equitable local station board process. As a member of the National Board's Executive Search Committee, I was responsible for helping to bring Nicole Sawaya back to Pacifica, and I'm looking forward to a new day at Pacifica under Nicole Sawaya's leadership. I want to give you my email if you'd like to ask me questions or have a dialogue with me. It's lsbch@lmi.net. That's lsbch@lmi.net. Some of my endorsers include Barbara Lubin, Carol Spooner, Tomas Moran, Michael Parenti, Willie and Mary Radcliffe, the editor and publisher of the Bayview newspaper. And I'm a member of, and I would like to also identify my I-Team colleagues, Tracy Rosenberg, Steve Conley, and Joe Wanzala. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to your support.
Thank you very much, Chandra Hauptman, giving our opening statement here, our first opening statement on the KPFA Local Station Board Candidates Forum. The first, we'll have a second forum next Monday evening from 8 to 10 as well. And next in our round of people who are giving opening statements this first hour, we have Jim Weber, who is situated to my right in another announce booth off of the KPFA on-air control room. And Jim, welcome to our microphones, and please give your opening statement.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
My name is Jim Weber, and I'm a veteran of World War II. I've been a teacher for 40 years, and I've been involved in all the anti-war movements since the end of World War II, and there are quite a few of them. And when I moved out to California to become a teacher, I started listening to KPFA in the mid-50s. And I was always been attracted to the station. It became very important in my life. And I also admire Lou Hill, the founder of KPFA, who had a simple philosophy of believing in democracy, free speech, and nonviolence. And these are things that I believe in very strongly. And And after the 1990 attack on KPFA, I started visiting the local advisory board, which existed before the local station board. And I discovered some shocking things, that there were a lot of people there who hated KPFA, and I couldn't understand why, and I couldn't get answers. So I started searching. And when the LSB replaced the local advisory board, I was hoping that the people that I saw in that advisory board who hate KPFA weren't going to get onto the local station board. Well, some did. And the local station board, as a result, has gone through a couple of elections now. And for 3 years, the first 3 years of its existence, from 03 to 04 until 06, the local station board has never functioned democratically, because there are always people on the board who claim to be progressive and for democracy, who would not allow democracy to exist on the board. They brought hate to the board, contempt, rudeness, hostility, and finally violence, where one board member would get up from his seat, go across the boardroom to physically attack another board member. Now, this is not the sort of thing that Lou Hill planned on when he built KPFA in Pacifica. And it was very discouraging to me to see all these years of this negativity. And finally, we had a group called the Concerned Citizens, who band together at the 06 election to try to bring democracy back to the board. And a lot of them won, and a lot of the negative people I refer to as contrarians, because they're contrary to every value that Lou Hill had that he brought to the station. And a lot of them left. And so we, in 07, for the very first time this year, we've had a democratically functioning board. And there's a new election's coming up now, and the people who were causing problems in the past are gearing up to get elected this time. And I encourage all listeners to become informed about who's running for the board and vote. Because usually very slightly more than 10% of the eligible voters actually vote. There are 30,000...
Jim, I want to ask you to wrap up here.
So. Okay. There are 30,000 registered voters, but only 3,000 vote. So we need more people to vote and to make the election more secure and make the board more democratic than it has been. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim Weber, who is our second candidate in this first hour of the Local Station Board Candidates Forum. And next in our studios, our final candidate, I believe, who will be able to make a statement this hour, this first hour of a two-hour forum, we have Tracy Rosenberg, who is also in one of our studios. And let me get your microphone up. Tracy, it's time for your opening statement here at KPFA.
Oh, hi, Jim. Hi, everyone. My name is Tracy Rosenberg, and I'm running for the KPFA Local Station Board as a listener representative, and I do hope that you'll vote for me. In 8-plus years of involvement with KPFA and its community, I've served in a variety of ways. As the program coordinator on staff, as a listener representative on the program council twice, as an activist and a strategist and a sidewalk camper in the days of the lockout, and as last year's election supervisor. So I've been on the payroll and off the payroll and in the streets, and I know the issues and the people in and around KPFA. I was honored to be chosen as the program council facilitator from 2005 to 2007, almost a two-year period, by unanimous consent among paid staff members, unpaid staff members, board members, and other listener reps. And as we all know, unanimous consent to anything is not so common at KPFA. As a longtime staff member and now the managing director at Media Alliance, the longest-running regional media advocacy center in the country. I'm knowledgeable about the challenges KPFA will be facing as rapid change continues to alter the media landscape. I'm running for the board because I care about the strength of independent media and because KPFA's 59,000-watt signal cannot be replaced. There is no way for community-based media to recapture an asset of that size and range. We can't afford to lose it. But if internal battles continue to rip time and energy away from retooling to meet the challenges of the Bay Area's demographic changes, the digital conversion, which is coming, the sort of lightning-fast news and information from the blogosphere that we're all dealing with, the need to update programming from time to time, and the financial challenges inherent in any listener-supported model for supporting media. I'm really proud that KPFA and Pacifica have turned towards their listeners and not turned away from them, as San Francisco's NPR affiliate KQED did so notoriously a couple years ago. This openness is admirable, and it's all too rare, but it needs to be openness to really working together and to dialogue, not just lip service coupled with sort of obstructionism and parliamentary politics. I believe I have the track record of working with people on all sides, the knowledge of media policy, a deep commitment to more community-driven information, art, and culture on the air, and I say that because as a member of the program council, I put it there, and the group facilitation experience to be an effective board member. I'm running as an independent candidate, not on a slate. I'm not running on a slate because I don't believe in slates. I don't want to owe my vote to the people who put me on a postcard or to my friends. I want to be able to vote my conscience on the issues as they arrive. And for those of you who've been concerned about conflict and chaos on the board, independent candidates are the answer. Slates create polarization. Slates create loyalty to other candidates and not to what is the right thing. So I really encourage all of you to support the independent candidates, the I-team. And thank you, Jim.
In this first hour here, I believe Joe Wanzala is our first candidate that we have here. And let's see. I'm not sure. Let me just turn on some microphones here because I think people took their seats after I was already starting to talk. So I want to make sure that got the microphones turned on. And Joe Wanzala, if you'll make your opening statement here to our KPFA listeners, thank you for coming tonight.
Good evening, everybody. I think the reason I'm running yet again for the local station board is to continue work that I feel is unfinished. Some of you who know me know that I got involved with KPFA in the early 90s, volunteering on as a volunteer producer in a program called African Mental Liberation Weekend. A lot of people on that program were some of the first people purged in the 90s, and that's kind of how I got wind of things not being quite right around the network. It took till 1999 for things to come to a head. That's sort of the background of my involvement. One of the reasons I raised that history and put my role in that context is because there's a marked shift in the dynamic between the days when we were elected to the local advisory board and the dynamic that's been in place with the local station board. With the local advisory board, listener activists were united with staff working against the people who attempted to usurp the station. And once that goal was reached, with mixed results, people have different assessments of it, the dynamic kind of shifted to one where staff became somewhat suspicious of the role of listener activists. And I think that some of that suspicion maybe is understandable, and some of it perhaps justified, because there's an inherent tension between the interests of professional radio people and community and listener activists. And one of the things I'm trying to do, what I feel I can contribute is some historical perspectives on what we set out to do and help guide us through what we're trying to achieve with a sense of history and with a balanced perspective and a willingness to engage and understand different perspectives. I've been associated with Slates, for example, People's Radio, and I think Slates have a role. I support what they're doing as a past member. For my particular purposes now, I feel that running as an independent serves my purposes the best because I can play more of a role as a mediating role. And I'm running this time as an independent in collaboration with Steve Conley, Tracy Rosenberg, and Chandra Hoffman. And you can read more about us and interact with us at radiopoetics.org.
Thank you very much. Joe Wanzala, who is our first candidate in his opening statement here this second hour of the KPFA Local Station Board Candidates Forum. We have Steve Conley, who is also in our studios, to give his opening statement here at KPFA. Steve, welcome to the microphones.
Yes, good evening, Jim. Nice to see you again. It's been a while. First, let me give you a little bit of background on myself, but I wanted to give a shout-out to, in memory of some losses we had recently, which was Jane Jackson, who passed away in Santiago, Cuba, and who was a former LSB member, a dedicated person towards fighting for a variety of issues, including disability rights, and we'll sorely miss her. She's the second member we've lost in the board in the last several years. The other one was Ted Freeman, who also was a dedicated, committed person to the ideals of KPFA, and they're sorely missed. My name is Steve Conley. I'm someone who has been involved for quite a long time in Pacifica in a variety of different roles. First of all, I'm one of those original fired and banned employees who didn't get their jobs back. I'm a former production director at KPFK, a morning show director at KPFK. I'm an apprenticeship graduate. I've been the chair of the outreach committee when I served on the LSB in 2003 at the time. Holding the largest member of both staff and listeners since and combined by any others during the duration of the last 3 or 4 years. I was a member of the program council, served 2 terms, so I understand and intricately understand the issues in regards to programming. Member of the Committee of Inclusion, which oversees and looks at the diversity issues at KPFA, and I am a member currently of several boards which are very activists involved in community work, which is what I returned to when I left here, including the Tenderloin Community Benefits District, which oversees how to get communities to work together and cleaning the streets and monitoring crime issues and developing relationships and diversity of communities. And that's real grassroots works and as much I want to talk about. Primarily, I think that the reason why I've returned and I am running is because I really do see a need for people to come together. I believe that KPFA is at a crux here. We're moving in a direction in which we have to either move forward into the future or continue to drift in the past. There are a lot of opportunities for us to look at technology, to look at our budgets. Part of the problem we have, whenever you have an environment where your workers, and many of your workers have been here for quite a long time, change is very, very difficult. But we have to look change in the face. We have to invite it in. We have to find ways of working together to make that happen. Instead of just defending our point of views, I don't think that that's a way forward. It looks like we're finally going to get some real leadership in terms of the national scene, and we're going to be able to perhaps look at that change in a way that we haven't before. I don't think we should be threatened by that, but I think that we're going to have to open our eyes, put down our swords, and work together.
Thanks very much, Steve Conley.